Well, this morning we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and I think a lot of other people's too around this area. Bacon. What a better topic for the morning, huh? Kristen Liska joins us this morning. She is the Bacon Expo student co-chair for the Iowa State University Bacon Expo, which is coming up next month. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here this morning. Kristen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here.
How cool is it to be a part of a Bacon Expo?
It is a new experience, that's for sure, and I've loved every minute of it.
How did you get involved in this?
I am a part of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Student Council, and it originally started out as just a student council event, and it has grown to be a whole college event now. So that's kind of how it got started. It just started with an idea, and we just took it and ran with it.
Is bacon not foreign to you? Do you have a pork background in your life?
I'm actually from Northeast Nebraska, and I am more cattle-oriented. I grew up in town, but going to Iowa State, of course you have to love pork.
You can't get away from that in the Midwest.
No.
We take away your Midwest card. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I know ticket sales for this expo are going on sale now tomorrow, coming up this Friday, September the 6th.
Ticket sales start at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
So, and it's a hot ticket. I know that for sure. There's only 1,200 going on sale. And from what I've heard, it's a very hot ticket, especially here on campus.
Why?
It's bacon. I mean, who needs a better explanation than that? We will have more than just bacon there. It's also going to be educational. We're going to have a lot of the College of Ag clubs there with different educational booths and things like that.
How did this idea ever come up in the first place?
Jacob Swanson, he is our student council president, originally had the idea. He has been involved with the Iowa Pork Producers, and it just has kind of been in the back of his mind. And now that he became president of the student council, he brought it to the table, and everybody loved it. So that's kind of how it all got started.
Kristen, did you just say that? He brought it to the table, and it's bacon, and everybody loved it. Of course, everyone loves it when you bring bacon to the table.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what folks will find. What will they see when they attend the Bacon Expo coming up on October 19th?
There will be different student organizations there. It's a very student-driven event. The college, it is the college's event, but it is a student-powered event. So you will see a lot of the different clubs. Like, I believe the Dairy Science Club is going to try to create some type of bacon ice cream.
Wow.
Just a lot of, yeah. So I've had bacon ice cream before. I didn't like it, but who knows? So it's just a lot of different things. We're also getting different vendors that are going to showcase their different types of bacon. Yeah, there's just going to be a lot of different things going on.
And did
so
I
it should be a great event.
I'm sorry, did I see bacon eating contest?
You did see that. So we don't have a lot of details on that quite yet, but as the event gets closer, we will definitely have more details.
So will there be some opportunities for folks to kind of see and maybe share some different types of recipes they haven't seen before and sample some different things?
Yes. To be able to sample the bacon, you will have to purchase a $10 punch card the day of the event, and the punch card will allow you to sample the bacon and kind of... Some people always give me some weird looks when I say it's an extra purchase. Well, if you want to go to that with a friend, that way you don't have to eat yourself out of bacon. You can split that $10 punch card and with that friend instead, and then it kind of makes it more cost effective as well. So that's how you'll be able to sample the bacon.
That's exactly how college students have always thought, too.
Yeah, cost effective.
That's right. If you can share the cost, why not try that? Well, what's in it for Iowa State University? What do they get out of this?
In my opinion, they get to show off their students. It gets to show off how driven we are, how proud of our College of Ag we are, and, I mean, ultimately, how much we love bacon, if you look at the great picture of it.
Now, this is meant to be a family-type event?
It is, yep. We are an alcohol-free event, unlike the Bacon Fest down in Des Moines, and it's going to be entertaining for anyone of all ages, and that's something else that's key. It is for all ages. Last I heard that the Bacon Fest down in Des Moines, I believe it's a 21 and older because of bacon alcoholic beverages. So that's something that's unique to us, is that we are family-oriented.
Well, so now have you heard about some of the different types of things that might be sampled there? You mentioned bacon ice cream. Is that the strangest combination you've heard so far?
Probably. I know we're going to just have a lot of bacon and a lot of different unique types of bacon.
So how did you go out and find vendors for this when you decided to have the event, or did they find you?
A little bit of both. Like, we have a lot of our committee members that are involved in the agriculture industry, so we've all been going out and recruiting people to come in. But, I mean, when you have a brand-new event like Bacon Expo, word travels like wildfire. So it's been a little bit of both.
Well, and it usually does when you do something like this, because it's something that most folks, I mean, let's face it, this is Iowa, it's the Midwest, we all like this product for the most part, so you know you're going to have good response. Has the response been better so far than you thought you might have?
The response has been huge, that's for sure. When we did our press release last week, and then yesterday on the radio we heard from someone from Omaha heard about it, someone from Sioux City, and then someone from Eastern Iowa all heard about it. So it's definitely spread like wildfire all across the state.
Well, when you use the power of Iowa State University and the extension services and things, there's a lot of outreach there, a lot of opportunity to push that out. So, again, how will folks get tickets? They go on sale coming up on Friday.
That is correct. You can go to Ticketmaster to purchase them online, or if you're in the Ames area, you can stop by the Iowa State box office.
Okay, and tickets cost how much?
They're $8 if you purchase them at the box office. I'm not quite sure how much Ticketmaster adds on through their online jazz, but I believe that'll come out to be $11 online.
Okay, and again, a total of 1,200 admission tickets. That's it. How quickly do you expect that to sell out?
That is a great question. I've heard estimates saying less than an hour, and that's kind of our goal, I think. So I just know that it's a hot ticket, and there's going to be a lot of people fighting for those tickets.
I bet there will be. And again, that $10 punch card that allows folks to sample, they can just buy those on site that day?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Those won't be available up front?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Again, it's 1 to 5 p.m. at the Scheman Courtyard at the Iowa State Center on October 19th is the date of that event. Kristen, can I ask you, as a student who's involved in this project, what do you get out of this?
Experience that I never would have dreamed of. I came to Iowa State as an out-of-state student, and I just knew I had to get involved. I never knew how involved I could be by starting to plan this brand-new event. So I am enjoying it 110% with my journalism minor. This whole event just kind of fits right in along with event planning. So I am loving every minute of it.
Very good. It sounds like a lot of fun. And boy, I bet it's going to smell great that day.
Yeah, it will.
It can't do anything but. Very good. Well, is it pretty much a dumb question at this point? But this is the first ever. So will there be a second annual?
Fingers crossed. I don't know why there won't be.
Well, if you sell out that quickly, I'm sure they will be. So get ready to get those tickets purchased quickly. Again, tickets will go on sale coming up this Friday, September the 6th, starting at 10 a.m. So if you want to get those tickets, you probably better jump on it real fast, and you'll enjoy a great afternoon. Boy, what a great afternoon that'll be. Kristen, thanks a lot for your time. Wish you the best of luck. Good luck with the Bacon Expo.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.